Good evening. Welcome to Mass at the end of this lovely day, and welcome this evening to our elect and candidates as they continue their journey to the Easter sacraments. You're listening closely to the readings, not the readings of the day, the readings for this particular part of the rite of Christian initiation of adults. You'll have heard the relationship about the father and the child. The prophet Hosea says, when Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt, I called my son. The scriptures abound with images of God as the loving, caring, and providing father for his children. We hear time and time again in the Old Testament how the people disobey God, they turn their backs on him, they wander away from him, but he still loves them. He calls them back again and again to be in relationship with them. Yes, he punishes them and he warns them, just like any parent would do. Because any parent only wants what is best for their children. And God always and only ever wants what is best for us. The reading of Paul to the Romans talks about the Spirit enabling us to say, Abba, Father. Abba is the Aramaic word not for father, but for daddy. This relationship between a father and his young son, young child. How many of us can even wrap our heads around that, to have that closeness of relationship to God as a father has to his child? And yet that's what's given to us. That's what's given to you tonight as you continue on your journey to the Easter sacraments, but it's also what's given to us every day out of the abundance of God's love. And that image that we see so often, and you show it to us so many times, of the Father who reaches down and picks up the child. I love thinking like that about God reaching down to us and just picking us up out of the quagmire of life wherever we find ourselves. And loving us in a way that we could never have imagined because of whatever's going on in our lives. Remember the prodigal son in the pigsty? He had it all, he blew it all, and now he's got nothing but dirt and filth. He says, even the servants at home are better off than I am. I'm going to go home and tell my father that I'm sorry, that I no longer deserve to be called your son. And that's just what the prodigal does. He goes home. He says that he's sorry. He tells his father those words. And what does the father do? He embraces him in love. The father reaches out, puts a cloak upon him, a ring on his finger, a feast. That's who God is. The Abba, the daddy. And many people are uncomfortable with that image of God. It's easier if we keep God, the Father, out here at arm's distance, because then I don't have to be in relationship with him. But once I call him Abba, then I'm drawn in to a relationship of love. I And so when the disciples asked Jesus how to pray, he gave them the words that we pray every moment of every day, the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. Somebody once wrote that they went to confession. They confessed their sins. They thought they had a really good confession. And the priest gave us a penance to simply pray. He said, slowly and intentionally, the words of the Our Father. The person wrote, I never got beyond the first two words. For the first time, I realized that I was a child of God and that God was my Father. So Jesus tells us to have that same relationship with the Father as he does. The scripture versions are slightly different to the prayer that we will say here at Mass again this evening. But nonetheless, it is God telling us through his Son that he wants to be in relationship with us. But I think sometimes when we pray parts of the Our Father, we kind of change them in our minds and in our thoughts. It's not necessarily his will that's done. It's my will. Because after all, who knows my life better than I do? It's my kingdom that should come. We have to let go when we surrender to God in prayer. You'll see me tonight and priests, when we pray like this at the Mass, with our hands raised to God. And have you noticed that in the Our Father, there's nothing personal? There is no I or my or mine. It's about our relationship with God, which is then lived out in our relationship with our sisters and brothers. That's what's given to us. My sisters and brothers, that's what's given to you tonight. And yet you've probably been given it many times. But the church in her wisdom says, take it now and make it your own. Have that relationship with God. Go to your Abba often, as a child who trusts and a child who reaches out and hear God saying back to you, when Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt, I called my son. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Father, that we are your children.